you need to start your day.
Tim Dennis in the morning on News Talk 610 CKTV.
Do 849 610 CKTV. You know, everybody has stuff in their attic, their basements from years gone by, and sometimes you find out that it's worth something, other times you find out that it's just worth throwing out. So, Sid Bolton, our friend who's the curator of the Personal Computer Museum in Brantford, gets some guy dropping off something the other day, because Sid collects things that are a little older in terms of computers, and well, let's let Sid discuss what happened. So you've got a guy who comes in and drops off a cartridge to you, and what did you find, Sid?
Well, it was something that I had not recognized at all. It was a game called Extraterrestrials, and it's for the Atari 2600, which was a system that came out in 1977 and was finally became very popular about 1982. And I looked at this cartridge, and it did not look familiar to me at all. So the first thing I did was Google it, and I was really, really surprised to find out that nobody knew anything about it. And the reason that is surprising is because there is a very active Atari community out there right now. Every known game that has come out for the system has been archived, discussed, talked about to death. And there was absolutely no information about this game out there.
And yeah, and you're right. I mean, when you mentioned this, I actually looked it up, and I'm amazed at the number of Atari collectors out there and the number of people who still have the systems that are active at home.
You know, it's one of those things where people really enjoyed it during their childhood, and now those people are adults. They maybe got some extra money, and they can put it into a hobby. And some people choose it as a hobby, collecting games. Obviously, that's one of the things that I do. But a lot of people, it seems like the Atari collectors are really the most fanatical that I've come across in a lot of ways. And so I knew this was going to be a big discovery for that community.
So why is this big in terms of Canadian gaming history?
Well, the interesting thing about the way games were developed in the late 70s and early 80s is that there was no licensing like there is today. There was no corporation that was, you know, sort of controlling the development like there is with Sony and Microsoft and Nintendo. So Atari made this game system, and they didn't tell anybody about how to make games for it, except themselves, of course, internally. They were the only company making games. But slowly, people started quitting Atari and starting their own companies. Activision is one of those companies that's still around today, actually the biggest game company in the world right now. And so the knowledge on how to build games for the system was very limited. And so this was all developed out of California. So this is the only Atari game that we're aware of that was actually developed in Canada. It never got this far. It was actually developed in Burlington, Ontario.
Wow. You know, it's funny. We think now, of course, here in Niagara, we're becoming a very high-tech center. We've got Silicon Knights just around the corner, one of the greats around the world in developing games. But this may be the first time that happened.
You know, it's very unusual. We really didn't think about that aspect when this all first came out. We were just so amazed that there was a cartridge that had been lost for 28 years. We were all stunned over that fact. But as we have, you know, continued to look into it, we've discovered that, yeah, like, this is the first Canadian Atari cartridge. It certainly wasn't the first Canadian video game, but it was very, very early on. So that is significant. And we were very fortunate. We actually had the programmer come and visit the Personal Computer Museum on Saturday. So I actually got to meet him in person. So that was really, really exciting for us.
What was the first game developed in Canada, do you know?
Yeah, actually, it's a game called Evolution, and it was produced by a company called Sydney, and they were in BC. And actually, one of the guys, he was in high school that worked on that, he actually went on to form a software company that was eventually bought by Electronic Arts, which is the second largest software company or gaming software company in the world right now. And he's actually now working for Microsoft, and he's basically heading up the Xbox division. So he's really been in the industry from the very, very beginning, this one individual. So,
Sid, if anybody wants to see this game in action, there's a YouTube out there, right?
Yeah, there's the video on YouTube. You can search for Extraterrestrials, or if you search for, if you just go to youtube.com/Sid Bolton, and it's S-Y-D is how you spell my name, you'll see various videos that have happened about this, or you can visit the Personal Computer Museum website, which is pcmuseum.ca. If you go there, you'll see links to it. And if you actually want to play the game, we have a game night this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and address and all that kind of stuff is on the website.
Sid, a pleasure as always. We'll keep in touch. Thanks.
Thank you.
Sid Bolton is the curator of the Personal Computer Museum in Brantford.